Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
As expected, tensions were high in Washington, D.C. Where anti-BLM mural activist Bevelyn Beatty was stabbed along with multiple Proud Boys, including Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, resulting in hospitalization due to serious injuries.
Yeah, girl, he tried to stab you.
Ambulance, they stabbed me.
What? They stabbed me.
Bleeding really badly.
Oh, they stabbed Bevelyn Beatty right now.
Election day had been plentiful with incidents of violence and voter fraud.
Be asked to stop filming.
Okay.
Just stop filming.
Okay.
They called the sheriff and said that and told us to stop handing out the ballpoint pens, in which case those are the only ones that are actually being counted and validated.
I used your pen and then I gave it back to you and I said this to somebody.
Yes. And so we know that, and we've been telling them you need to use a ballpoint pen, not the Sharpie, and now those are getting invalidated. So people are coming here to vote for Donald Trump and those votes are all getting invalidated. That's what's going on.
Voter machines were down in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and an unidentified man was filmed taking an official ballot box away from a polling place in Philadelphia. And as the votes were tallied, Biden's states were easily called, while Trump's hung in the balance for hours. And as a victory looked obvious for Trump, rather than count the votes, Democrat turf in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota called it a night, while Arizona controversially flipped to Biden, warranting reactions from both parties.
Keep the faith, guys. We're going to win this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your patience is great. Let's walk over here.
So if you look and you see Arizona, we have a lot of life in that. And somebody declared that it was a victory for, and maybe it will be. I mean, that's possible. But certainly there were a lot of votes out there that we could get because we're now just coming into what they call Trump territory. I don't know what you call it, but these were friendly Trump voters. And that could be overturned. The gentleman that called it, I watched tonight, he said, well, we think it's fairly unlikely that he could catch. Well, fairly unlikely.
And the Mockingbird media immediately reacted, spinning webs of propaganda against Trump's legitimate concerns.
If somehow they managed to stumble into the Supreme Court, do any of you guys trust Uncle Clarence and Amy Coney Barrett and those guys to actually follow the letter of the law? No. I mean, it is a completely politicized Supreme Court that you can't just trust that they're going to do the right thing.
This is a mostly meaningless event tonight that is as dark as everyone has said it is. It is as disgraceful as everyone has said it is. But like so much of Trump, it is mostly meaningless.
I think one thing that's underappreciated about what the president is doing here is that the president would not have to do that if he thought he was going to win the election. The only reason you come out and say, I'm winning Georgia, I won North Carolina, I won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all these places, is because you haven't. And you have to assert it because it's not otherwise true.
And as America slept, hundreds of thousands of votes were dumped in Biden's favor. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the count was delayed until 3:30 a.m. and President Trump had a healthy lead, suddenly Biden had a 4.1 lead that suddenly appeared on a zip drive.
Accuracy and transparency.
And in Michigan, over 100,000 votes went to Biden, while zero went to any other presidential contender, including Donald Trump. Statistical impossibilities stinking of fraud. They would all have you believe that the fishing for ballot scam is just business as usual. But even the closest election in modern history between JFK and Nixon in 1960 was called by 7 a.m. the next morning. And even that race was marred by fraud. But nowhere near the presidential election of 2020. John Bound reporting.
properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. Starstruck about anybody in Hollywood. I can't stand any of it. I like Stanley Kubrick, and I really like your dad. I like the great work you've done in the Trump administration and this new film you've made. That's why we played the Anvil of Crom coming in, not the second Conan movie, but the first one your dad made that they call fascist and politically incorrect. It's a beautiful film, a true masterpiece. I know that Oliver Stone was the main writer on that, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's debatable. We like to, we love Oliver, but, my dad,
I think you're more definitive on this than me.
I've got, I suppose an agenda though. I mean, I'm very pro-Milius in this fight, but no, they're funny guys, Oliver and my dad.
I'm glad your boyfriend, corrected me because I'm always saying Milius. If I'm such a big fan, I know it's Milius.
Yes, it's Milius. Everybody has a hard time with it, but.
Well, we're here on a hellish day.
Yes.
A day of doom is here. Pulse of doom, but his name is Joe Biden. And you have just come up with this film that they tried to censor on Amazon, a bunch of places. It's the plot against the president, which is a plot against America. Here is the trailer.
But you can make a whole movie on the Russiagate hoax. It's all documented.
There was an illusion being created using the most awesome tools and the greatest tricks that the American intelligence community had learned to use against our enemies. Now it was being deployed against the American people and our president.
This is the biggest political scandal in modern history, which makes Watergate look like a tiff.
The FBI director has no credibility.
The left used to not trust the FBI, and now they love them.
This can happen to General Michael T. Flynn. Imagine what they do to anybody who has a single strike against them.
35 Russian diplomats in the U.S. expelled.
The prosecution of General Flynn wasn't a pursuit of criminal activity. It was a setup.
Flynn actually had details. So he was talking about going after people's budgets. They were terrified.
Media didn't start as neutral. Media hasn't been neutral all its life.
The two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact through WikiLeaks that she says one thing and...
Oh, no. They worked hand in glove with Comey to try to delegitimize Trump. They were not there to tell the truth.
A political dirty trick is being carried out by our intelligence community.
Honestly, none of us really know, sort of holistically, what to think about this dossier.
They went into Congress. They said, nothing here. Doesn't matter. We'll keep going with FISA. We'll keep going with the investigation. And more importantly, we will go on TV day in and day out and lie to the American people to their face. And nothing's going to happen to us.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread. And the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
We had not one person claim that they had or had seen evidence of Trump colluding with the Russians.
Devin Nunes was the hero in the forest. He was alone. He was mocked. He was attacked.
Devin Nunes was subject to such scrutiny.
scorn for saying the conclusions that we brought forth in that report, which all proved to be true.
Russiagate was a false story
to target their political opposition
and to carry out their insurance policies.
I believe that this is a conspiracy.
These guys have perpetrated the greatest crime against the American people ever seen. It was a coup d'etat.
This is how sick and twisted these people are.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition.
It was shocking to see some of the overclassification that was done to hide either corruption or abuse of authority and just to make sure certain agencies didn't look bad.
We have a peaceful transition of power process.
That's not what happened. There were more meetings. There were more leaks. There were more attacks.
The thing that they were investigating the Trump campaign for is what they themselves were doing, not just the Democratic Party and their operatives, but also the FBI.
Writing about the time frame that we lived in and that we're living in now, I would say it wasn't supposed to happen. They weren't supposed to know.
The entire time this was going on, they thought this was going to be what sunk the Donald Trump presidency. And they were just looking for the golden goose, and they still haven't found it because it doesn't exist.
Amanda Milius is here with us. She's worked the Trump administration, State Department. Her dad is one of the most conservative, best directors out there. And the Dirty Harry movies, Red Dawn, the original Conan, and so much more. And I know later he's going to be watching this once we're not live. I guess you're telling me he doesn't know how to work the machine. But here we are in the middle of this insanity, and this is a microcosm. Some could say, well, the whole Russiagate thing's old news. No, it's not. You have the Comey rule with a huge $100 million budget or whatever it is. No one watched it. But your film that they tried to block on Amazon is now number one. It's probably already had more viewers that puts out the true story. And the very same corrupt intelligence agencies that are globalists that sold us out to China are now engaged in the giant steal right now. So where do you want to take this? I love having you here in studio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And yes, I mean, it is relevant now because basically we're watching the exact same thing unfold. If you look at the motivations behind Russiagate and what's happening right now, it's always an effort to delegitimize. I actually have a weird point of view on this. I actually think that what's happening is essentially, I think a lot of this is about trying to get their side angry. I know a lot of our people are freaked out. People are like, what's going to happen? I think that this is the step one into delegitimizing the second Trump term. I think that they want it to make it look like we stole it when really they're the ones doing all the fraud and they're the ones trying to do it.
That's right. At the moment he's about to go up to 270, they block it with Biden way ahead of him to create the perception so that when Trump, with proof, shows it's a fraud, takes the fraud away from them in a tug of war, they go totally crazy.
Yeah, there's a reason all the cities are boarded up, and it's not for our people. We've got Stop the Steal is happening right now. All the influencers, all the MAGA influencers are coming together and getting along. Everybody's coming together and showing up in all the different contested states around the country and bringing huge crowds with them that demand a clean election. And nobody's hurting anybody. Nobody's lighting anything on fire. Nobody's doing that. The boarded up windows and stores are because of what's going to happen next. I think that that's what they're anticipating.
Does your dad, who I guess envisioned and predicted all this, because I saw the documentary about him years ago. It's amazing. It's just called Milius, where he really was worried about all this and saw this, I guess because he was out in California around the commies or in Hollywood. How the hell was he obsessed with this, the takedown of America and things, and it was proven like 30 years before he was right?
Well, I mean, Red Dawn is what, you know, is a film from the 80s that everybody is, even in the last year, it's had this total nostalgic resurgence because people feel like 2020, we're living in Red Dawn, we're fighting for our country down to like tooth and nail. I mean, I think a lot of people in their minds, when they envision the future and they're like, see the direction things are going, they imagine a kind of 2020 Red Dawn scenario. I think it's very, I mean, it's prescient. Of course, if you're living in...
And you know what's weird? That jacket, back it up 2 seconds. That I'm not into memorabilia. I was given that very jacket right there. We'll bring it in our next segment.
That's awesome.
So it's like weird, the synchronicity.
It's synchronicity. I mean, you were a huge part of why I left Hollywood.
Really?
I was listening to InfoWars all the time, and I left, and I went and I volunteered in 2016 in Nevada, which, by the way, Nevada is a huge battleground for us right now. Nevada is where everything's happening. And I ended up leaving Hollywood completely and joining the Trump administration, working at the State Department. And
how proud is your family of you?
They're pretty happy.
No, I mean, you were already being successful in Hollywood. I admire the fact that you cut bait with those guys.
I did, because who could possibly survive? I mean, I would never go back to Los Angeles. It's just we've got to build the wall.
So you escaped early. You were smart.
Yeah, I got out in 2016.
Was it women's intuition?
It's women's intuition and a lot of InfoWars. But that's my point in saying that, is that there's a reason that they're so afraid of you, and that they were so hell-bent on silencing you, pulling you off as many social media platforms as possible, you and people that motivate other people. You know why? Because of this moment we're in right now. Because
my whole life has been, since I was politically aware, 30 years, building to this point.
Yes, that's right.
And all of us now. I mean, we are now in the zeitgeist. We're in the fulcrum.
This is the day. This is why I kind of can't even believe it's the synchronicity of being on with you today, because this is the moment.
You were going to come a few weeks ago when the film first came out.
Right.
Couldn't, and now it's perfect timing.
It's literally perfect timing. I was in Texas for an election thing, and here we are. So, I mean, it's very interesting that all of the people who could bring the biggest crowds on the right, the people who could motivate the MAGA community, those are the people that the censors and the tech giants went after first, and now we see why. Now I've got, you know, a lot of people have told me, you know, you're going on InfoWars tomorrow, there's a lot of messages we need to get out to people. For example, people need to get their friends and their like-mindeds on alternative social media platforms.
Because let's talk about how we fight back.
The crackdown is going to be hard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Her father, who came out with the film, John Millis, and she's here with us, Amanda Millius, right now. Let's go ahead and play a clip from that famous film where we now see China backing a political takeover by stealing an election, something they couldn't do militarily, they're doing through economic and cultural and political fraud.
America is a whorehouse where the revolutionary ideals of your forefathers are corrupted and sold in the alley by ministers of humanity. You grow fat on the flesh of freedom fighters and want to battle against the oppressed people of the world.
This is a truth and reconciliation commission.
That's right.
Now you will pay for the name of the first of the
Did you find my dad, Tom Eckert? I'm Jed.
Pat, this is the making us watch CNN. And we joke around. They literally admit they want this for America.
You know Morris Market? Out on the highway, can you see if Mr. Morris is in there, too?
I'll look around for him, too.
Ready? All right, that's it. Boys? Ready? Yes?
Daddy?
Don't talk, don't say anything. Let me look at you. Yeah, I knew I was right. I knew it. You're alive. I was tough on both of you. I did things that made you hate me sometimes. But you understand now, don't you?
What happened, Dad? Why are you here? What'd they do?
Doesn't matter. One way or another, one reason or another, we're all gone. It's all gone. Remember when you used to go in the park and play? And I used to put you on the swings. And both of you were so damn little. God.
I remember all of this.
Well, I ain't gonna be around to pick you up when you fall now. Both of you gotta take care of each other now.
We'll never see you again, Dad.
Yes, you will. I don't want to hear that, Maddie.
What happened to Mom, Dad? Where is she?
Can't afford to be crying anymore now. I won't either one of you ever cry for me again. I'll never do it. Not as long as you live.
Where's my dad, Mr. Director?
I don't know, son. We'll get going now. Get out before they find you.
Dad, I love you.
I know you do, son. I love you too.
Boys! Avenge me! Avenge me! Now, that's a dystopic vision of John Milius, your incredibly patriotic father. I mean, is there anybody more right-wing? I mean, Tom Selleck was kind of halfway. I mean, he's one of the only guys who was ever patriotic in modern history in Hollywood.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it was a different time. I mean, people always, there was a lot of tension between his politics and mainstream Hollywood, obviously, but he still made movies. These days, none of those movies would be made because he would have been completely canceled. I mean, frankly, he was pretty canceled after Red Dawn. I mean, it was the most...
Guys, pull up some photos of John Milius.
Oh, Lord.
With guns, and Schwarzenegger, and Clint Eastwood. They're amazing photos. I mean, I am a fan of your dad. I am a big fan.
I can't wait to get you guys together because it's going to be like the singularity. It's literally going to be like the same guy in the mirror. He loves you. He loves you. Anytime we get in the car, he wants to look
at you. But all the stuff he wrote, Dirty Harry, all of it, just a great patriot.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, and so in recent years, what you realize is that all of these amazing movies that have motivated so many people. Again, it's the motivation factor. So many people said that they joined the armed forces because of a movie that my dad made, or that turned them on to politics or whatever it was. And that's what they want to do. They want to silence anybody that's good at communicating with America and with that Americana spirit.
They're scared of that power.
Yes.
Because that's an alternate system of their globalist system.
Exactly. Yeah, and he was the one, when I was a kid, I watched the Chinese takeover of Hollywood, and probably that'll have something to do with the next documentary that I do after Plot Against the President kind of runs its course. But the China influence I saw because, you know, he was trying to make Genghis Khan, which is this amazing script that he has, for years. And I watched, like, them having to have meetings. This is long, long time ago.
By the way, it's now admitted that they make U.S. films remove Genghis Khan.
Right. They have a system. They have rules about how you portray the Genghis Khan story in China. And he was just, I remember him walking out of a meeting and just be like, I've never taken notes on a script.
So that was going on how long ago?
I mean, this had to, when I was a kid, this was a long time ago. China has been infiltrating Hollywood for a very long time.
So this was 20 years ago.
I mean, 20 years ago. Sure. Yeah. It was a long time ago. We don't say, but that's classified, but it was a long time ago, but no, it's a really serious problem. And now we see why. I mean, this moment today, the day we're in right now, is the reason that they have silenced so many important Americana voices like yours, like frankly, my dad.
Well, your dad totally influenced me because you look at San Francisco, put a red diaper doper baby, son of the weatherman in, and Soros. Those movies were like visionary, where communists get put in control of cities, and I guess that must have already been going on. How did your dad come up with all that? It's like psychic?
I mean, I think maybe it was being a conservative in ultra-left L.A. and that sort of, you know, I mean, L.A. does actually weirdly breed some really tough conservatives. You know, you've got Steve Bannon was in Brentwood, very close to my dad, Stephen Miller. I came from there. Andrew Breitbart was stomping around a block.
So when you're in a stew of commies, it wakes you up.
Yeah, and you're tough. You're used to fighting. Like, no, you're not going to back down. Like, when I went to go work in the Trump administration with a bunch of bureaucrats, you know, as one of the only politicals in an office filled with 400 deep staters, it doesn't scare me. It doesn't bother me because I'm used to being in Los Angeles. And you're like, OK, well, we're just going to fight this out.
I'm just right back in the same enemy swamp.
Right. Exactly. Except these ones are less glamorous. But
Amanda Milius, you're on fire. The Plot Against the President is the film number one on Amazon. We'll be right back. And we've got Ollie Alexander leading the rebellion.
Exactly.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Alexander
is
a real visionary. And just about 3 days ago, I had to come on air and play this footage of the roller coaster because we've been tick, 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 coming up to the top. But as soon as you get to the top, all of a sudden it's free fall. And I never made the point. And then Amanda Milius, an amazing State Department patriot filmmaker, has a new big hit film out, plot against the president. She said, you know, the allegory is the roller coaster. And we just went over the top. So you can introduce you better than I can. I love Ali Alexander. He's been on fire a long time. But you were talking about how he just suddenly brought all this together. and reached out as a catalyst. He months ago was saying stop, still getting it ready. But he as an example to others, he just reached out, got a bunch of key people together, and now this is a super viral movement.
Well, what's crazy is from what I understand, and Ali can explain it the best himself, but we were all hanging out in Dallas doing the election event that he put together, and I flew out, and I just heard the story from these guys because we were all hanging out together the next day. Everybody didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden, all of the MAGA influencers, and remember, on the right, we all argue amongst ourselves. Everybody's got ego, whatever. All of a sudden, that disappears. All the disparate factions.
Total unification.
They're all calling Ali. They're all calling Ali, and the stop the steal comes off the ground.
So tell us about it, Ali. We love you, brother.
Love you guys, too. I mean, two friends. It's an honor to be here for a short segment.
Yeah, well, I know you've been too busy to come on. I'm glad your general up there on the front lines of the fight. But she said, man, you got to get Ali on. We called you. You're able to go on now. Tell us what's happening. Tell us the latest. And thank God Trump's not conceding. Clearly, they're catching him red-handed in fraud. China's involved. This is insane.
We are catching them red-handed. Look, Alex, there are people organizing everywhere. But like Amanda said, there's an ego death going on. You know, I had walkaway Brandon Straka. Contacted me. Scott Pressler contacted me. Mike Cernovich was in Phoenix last night. Jack Posobiec is in Philadelphia. We have activists right now in seven different states. Everyone's buying their own plane tickets. People are randomly donating. It's really a patriot-led effort. And what you're seeing from the Democrats is that they're closing down the counting centers. So in Philly, they're keeping out the Republican lawyers that have a court order to be in there and monitor. In Maricopa County, Arizona, they stopped counting because 200 peaceful protesters showed up outside the tabulation center. In Fulton County, where we only had 25 people, but three local news stations last night, just to plant a flag, today they have closed down that entire parking garage where people were peacefully assembling. The Democrats are responding because they want to hide their ballot rigging, their ballot counting rigging from the people. But we're not going to let
them. It's totally transparent. They're losing. All the states they win go no problems. The ones they're losing, they shut down, and they're caught shipping ballots in Philadelphia, in Detroit. I mean, I think they've jumped the shark. Well, what are they going to do when it comes out Trump won? Or how do they run a scam and have, say, Nevada announce that Trump wins and then put him over the top? What are you thinking, Ollie?
Well, look, I think that we are going to secure Arizona. Arizona is our path to victory. Unfortunately, even winning Nevada wouldn't put us over the top. That puts us at 265 or 266. We have to win Pennsylvania. And look, I know it's not popular. The Republican Party doesn't want me to say this, but we need a revote in Wisconsin and we need a revote in Michigan. The fraud is so rot there, and we are going to get a recount in Wisconsin. But here's what I'm afraid of, Alex. I think the Democrats have baited us into a rigged recount. So the Republicans cannot get in the mindset that these people have not game theoried out our destruction. I believe that they have.
It was all very choreographed. I agree. So I think we just call for a new election and then say, okay, but we're not going to have the COVID fake ballots. And now we know what to look for.
Exactly. I mean, the same day registration bump in Wisconsin and parts of these other states. It's in Nevada are 200%. I mean, it's insane. It's never happened in political history.
They find 20,000 plus ballots. Everyone's for Biden. That's impossible. And in other countries, when an election is clearly fraudulent, they redo it.
And you know what? We, as the United States, usually calls them out for it. That's the funny thing. Yeah. Having just spent 4 years in the State Department, where one of the things we're constantly harping on is the free and fair elections of whatever, you know, third world hellhole they're paying attention to that day. And then look what they're doing in our own country. Look what these people are doing in our own country. That's again, tying it back to Plot Against the President. One of the reasons I made the movie is because these people that want to be our overlords, that are so obsessed with this disinfo and all the thought policing that they like to do, those institutions, oh, Trump's bad for our institutions. Those institutions are bad for our institutions. Nobody has hurt our national security infrastructure more than our intelligence community.
Because these are bureaucrats that sold America out.
That's right. And I've seen it up close. And you were right about everything. I'm sure you're getting sick of hearing that this week, but I bet a lot of people are calling you and saying, Alex Jones, you were right about everything.
Well, I wish I wasn't right about it. I'd love to be wrong about this. Because you know what's going to happen if they get in power? They're going to have a scorched earth policy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Biden's like, I want to be friends when I get in. That tells you they're coming after everybody.
Well, thank God for patriots like Ollie Alexander and you. Everybody's been warned. Now we know what to do. We're finally, like I said, it was just an amazing thing to see. All of these patriots, everybody turned to Ollie. And they were
Ollie, the reason I got you on is we know about the fraud. We're going to go over it with her. In the limited time you have, you're helping lead a movement to challenge this. She's about to get on a plane. Should she go to Nevada? Should she go to Georgia? Listeners that want to get behind what you're doing and others are doing. Do you notice Trump's sitting back? I'm like, where is Trump? Right. I think he understands. Let the people do it. It's up to us now. He's fought. I think he actually should be doing White House addresses and stuff. But for whatever reason, he's sitting back making it about the people, we the people. So what are your ideas? What should we do?
Well, look, we're in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and then tomorrow we'll be in North Carolina. If you're in and around any of these states, you have to go to stopthesteal.us and find the address and show up. Take time off of work, get a hotel, find a friend, text everyone. The thing that these bureaucrats hate the most that rig elections is sunlight, and it will stop them in their tracks. We did this in Florida in 2018 while the Republican Party lost Arizona. They lost Orange County. We almost lost Georgia due to some fraud there. So what we have to do is we have to physically show up or the Republic's over. The second thing that people can do is that they can voice their support for President Trump. I think that President Trump is waiting to see if tens of thousands will take to the streets, and then he can direct his DOJ to actually go into where they're counting the elections. And
by the way, you said that 2 days ago. Trump is now sending in armed DHS. This is crime, yeah. And the fact that Chinese communists are involved means it's espionage. Take the freaking gloves off, man. Yeah. I'm not going to be run
take
by the Chinese.
Take the gloves off. We know that little Chinese spy center, that big old Chinese spy center in Houston, was actually printing fake IDs for people. Fake IDs.
That's right, so they can vote. So let me bring that up. What about the intel that somehow DHS tracks some ballots and that's about to come out and you see Chi-Coms bringing ballots in Michigan? This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's so systemic, Alex, that they found about 10 different ways to cheat. And it's all in Democrat governors or Democrat-run counties. Notice that Republicans control more counties in the United States than Democrats. We never seem to have these problems in Republican counties. The public has to be made aware of the mess.
That's because Christians and conservatives, we don't break the rules. But at a certain point, I mean, we'll start breaking some skulls here.
Yeah. Well, we certainly need to use the full weight of the federal government. And what we got to do is we, the people, have to say, you have a mandate to do that. President Trump got more votes than any candidate in American history. The idea, just visualize this. Go to your child and ask him, do you think that Joe Biden would be the top vote getter in American history? No, nobody believes that. And so we know that it's rigged. They just had a plus one system rigged in every Republican ballot that came in. They found a dead person. They found a COVID ballot. Somebody did a mail-in ballot and then voted in on election day, too. They rigged the election. There's nobody who's going to believe that Joe Biden is the most popular politician in American history.
I agree with you. So in closing, and join us again tonight if you can, or whenever you are live on the street, we're live up until late at night. What are they going to, if they even install Biden, no one's going to buy it. This is, any way you slice it, the deep state has jumped the shark.
I think they have jumped the shark. And guess what? God will deliver us our enemies. These people full of pride act foolishly. And I got to tell you, we're optimistic. And I'll just tell your listeners, probably shouldn't say this, but I'll tell people, we're a lot more optimistic than we're all letting on. And so there's a path to victory. There's probably two paths to victory, maybe two and a half. Yeah. We can win this if the people will take to the streets and show up. If they don't, there's no more republic. It's really that simple.
Yeah, it really is. At Ollie on Twitter. God bless you. We'll be right back with Amanda Sellers.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stanley Kubrick, and then I love your dad, John Millis, Billius, and I just love all the movies. I'm like, wow, he made that movie, he made that movie. I mean, I knew who he was, and I saw a documentary a few years before I ran into you in D.C., but you were telling us some amazing inside baseball. Again, Alex Jones Show, if you just tuned in. Foreign powers are trying to take over. Giant election fraud. We're discovering the fraud. They're getting caught everywhere. As you said, then as Trump challenges it, they're going to claim that he's trying to steal the election when he's only challenging their takeover, then they're going to activate their terror squads. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you were telling some incredible State Department info. You got appointed by Trump because of your background, filmmaking, all the rest of it, into the State Department. You were there with Obama's Stay Behind Networks. The headline at Zero Hedge breaks it down. Obama signs executive order creating domestic propaganda group. They also described it as a Ministry of Truth. There's one of the headlines. Obama quietly signs into law the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act.
That's their favorite thing.
You were inside it. Tell people what you witnessed the last 4 years.
Well, it's totally Orwellian, because what you have is every time you've got a government program that has anything to do with countering disinfo or stopping disinfo, you might as well just change the word to promoting disinfo, because that's what they're actually doing. Really what it is a silencing operation, and I can't tell you how many times I would get invited to these ridiculous think tanks, or, you know, which God knows I'm not invited to anymore, these crazy think tanks and these you know, Washington groups talking about, like, how do we deal with this problem? And every single time you would hear, how do we get people like Alex Jones off the air? How do we silence? How do we label all of these MAGA Twitter accounts as bots? Can we automate that? Does anybody have an idea how to automate that? I mean, they're literally sitting there going back and forth, figuring out how to automate silencing American citizens. And they would bring people up like Jack Posobiec or Mike Cernovich. And I'm sitting in the room and I'd be like, those are my friends. Those aren't bots. Those are real people. I've met those people. And and your name came up. InfoWars came up over and over again. I mean, there was an absolute interest in silencing
people.
That's
the government saying they want to silence people.
Yeah, it's think tanks. And then those people are it's a revolving door with think tanks and the government. That's the other thing that I mean.
And then they have those congressional hearings where they say, we want to silence the American people.
And then
Trump, that's one of his failings. Why didn't he do more to stop the censorship?
I mean, because I think if you could see what kind of uphill battle it was.
Everything he does, they obstruct.
You have to remember, it's not just fighting the Democrats. The Trump administration was an outsider to the Republican establishment as well. So we're fighting everything. We need a second term because we need our first term. You know what I mean?
And that's why they're so desperate.
That's why they're doing this.
What would Trump do if he got another term?
I can imagine we would have. The fact that we have as many wins as we have, that there's no new wars, the amazing things they've done on foreign policy, the immigration, we're not even talking about immigration in this election. We're not even talking about it. It's like the wins that we've had against all odds that they've had. I mean, I'm not in the administration anymore, but it's an amazing, amazing thing. And I mean, they're so afraid of what would happen in a second term. We have to stay strong. We have to stay positive.
Well, that's my point, is that I'm not going to go all Wolverine here. We actually have the original Wolverine from Red Dawn that your dad produced and directed.
I'm so excited. I can't believe you have this. We got to compare props.
I was given this by one of the cast, but trouble, but before this he was all sober. Charlie Sheen got a letter from him in there. We've got it hanging up on the wall in there. The point is, just crazy. Is the word serendipity or
Synchronicity, yeah. It is. It's total synchronicity. I should have worn my Russian general's hat, except they'd find a photo of me in it, and I'd be in a camp by the end of the day. But no, it's absolute synchronicity. And, you know, like I said, I mean, you inspired a lot of people, and I remember when I was volunteering in Nevada, you'd get busloads of people showing up to volunteer, and they'd all be wearing Hillary for Prison shirts. They'd all be wearing InfoWars shirts. I mean, that spirit needs to come back right now. Like, we got to deploy out to these states.
Let's talk about what happens if they are able to remove Trump. Imagine the nightmare agenda, the things they've said, Truth and Reconciliation commissions.
They'll never let us have another election again. That's the thing. I remember sitting there in 2016 thinking, you know what, if we win, that means we really do still have elections in this country. And I didn't know. In 2016, I was like, well, we either do or we don't. I guess we'll find out. And the fact that we did, it was such an amazing affront.
Exactly.
Moment.
Trump sucker punched them because they were so arrogant. This time they're not. And they'll bring back COVID to lock things down. We'll be like Venezuela. We'll never have another real election again. You are damn right. They're
going to
arrest their opposition. They're all over the TV saying we're going to arrest their opposition.
And that's the point of the film that we make, actually. At the end, we talk about how the reason this matters, whether you like Trump, you don't like Trump, you're Republican or Democrat, the reason that the film really matters, and that people understand that this lie of Russiagate happened. I mean, a lot of people are sitting there and they're like, I've heard about Russiagate. I watch InfoWars. I know what happened. I'm pretty well read on the issue. There's things you don't know. Seeing it all in chronological order.
It's that same apparatus as the enemy. It's
exactly.
Not just the Russia story. It's knowing about this dug-in, entitled bureaucrats.
Yes.
That Trump talks about the middlemen. Trump's like, well, China's not even that bad. he learned that on the drug deals, it's middlemen making most of the money, ripping us off.
And it's our intel communities. It's the intel community and the overreaching FBI. I mean, look at what happened to Roger Stone. I mean, we go through all of the abuses that happened in this film. And like I said, the main point is that that's not American. Whatever you think about the president, that's not American. That's how third world countries deal with their problems, is they arrest their enemies. They spy on their political enemies, their political opposition. That is not what we do in the United States. What they've done to General Flynn is something out of a third world country. It's a show trial.
It is. And people need to understand that the good news is we've drawn out the deep state now. They're totally
unveiled, exposed. Yes.
So what are they going to do now? In any way you slice it. I was a sick Machiavellian thinker. I don't follow Machiavellian views, but I could do it. Them stealing it from Trump and doing all this will actually hurt them more, I think, in the future, but they just can't help themselves.
Well, that's what this is. This is an info war. What we are in today, and this whole election, and the way that Fox News called Arizona, and then any state that Trump is obviously going to get, they just delay and delay and delay. That's an info war. That's an information operation. That's meant to make both sides feel something very specific. They're very good at this. I got to say, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the whole thing with COVID, the whole Russiagate hoax, all of it is very, very well done. It is done to make people not pay attention and to have the feelings that they want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they put us into martial law on a hoax. I mean, there's a real virus, not as bad as the flu. And all the fake numbers, everything. I mean, they showed us. What else might they try if Trump beats this fraud? I'm kind of concerned, like, they're going to up the ante.
They're going to up the ante, and we're in it right now. They're going to try and say that he's the one that was stealing the election when it was really them. One thing that they're going to do that I mean to tell everybody, which I was speaking about a little bit, which is everybody needs to find alternate methods to get your information. Make sure that you're signed up for email lists like InfoWars, and also with your friends, make group chats on Signal. Because
That's right. We've got to migrate over to a backup. Because we're already in the total lockdown. Everybody's being blocked. Everybody's being censored.
Wait till the next few days. They could literally kick, as we've seen, they could kick all of the Patriots off Twitter and off of all of the platforms, and we'd have no way of communicating. People need to get ready now. They need to. I mean, you know who said it as well, which is crazy because of what happened. I don't know what happened to him this year, but that amazing episode you had with Matt Drudge, where he said, "Do not get locked in their internet ghettos." That was very prescient.
Oh, wait, what happened to Drudge?
You tell me. You know him. Everybody thinks he was kidnapped and there's somebody else in place, because this is very bizarre, his behavior this year. It's very weird. It's not helpful is what it is, but whatever his game is, I'm not super into it. But
I'm not into it either. I mean, was he blackmailed? Was he kidnapped? I mean, they're willing to do anything. I think he was at the White House some. They didn't listen to him. He saw some betrayals. He got really pissed that they weren't standing up against censorship. And Steve Bannon through the grapevine told me that CNN leased it, and that CNN.
That's what it seems like.
No, that's totally what it seems like. But then I'm like, okay, I don't believe Steve Bannon because of what Roger Stone said. I'm not gonna get in the middle of it. I think Steve overall is a good guy. I don't want to be mad at him. I don't want to have fights with people. I'm not trying to be a Washington guy. I don't care. I don't get in the middle of it. But then I look at CNN, and then I look at Drudge. And it's their flavor. It's their signature.
It is. It matches very, very well.
Yeah, Drudge Report's now CNN.
But, however, what he said on your show, and I remember listening to that, it was a huge deal, that show.
I owe a lot of our – I mean, Drudge put us over the top. He saved us in so many ways. So it's like, I love Drudge. I really admire him. He's a great guy. And then I don't know – I'm a super loyal person. Hmm. And then – but I'm also loyal to my family, and the Chi-Com element coming into this now – it's all bets are off.
But yeah, people need to get ready and to be prepared for people to be kicked off. Follow people on their own websites. Don't be prepared to just watch everybody on your favorite social media platform. I also got to tell people, you got to watch this movie. You think you know Russiagate? You think you know what happened? Going into what we're about to go into right now, the end of this election, you got to be prepared for what they're going to do. Prepare yourself.
Because they're using information warfare systems on
it. This is what it is. It's information
warfare. Because Trump never got rid of the stay-behind networks. He tried to put
those... You can't. You got to change the law. I mean, we're...
Hold on. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Amanda Milius is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.